What is up, Vermont Edition podcast listener? This is Elodie Reed, digital producer for VPR. Just to let you know, this podcast has been edited for brevity and clarity. Enjoy.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. Another important development in this unbelievable news week was the announcement late Tuesday that Governor Phil Scott was potentially exposed to someone who had tested positive for the coronavirus. And it wasn't just Scott who was potentially exposed, but also a number of members of his administration. This story unfolded when a person who was contracted to work for the state at the governor's twice-weekly COVID press briefings tested positive on Tuesday. It's believed that this person was also infected at last Friday's briefing. Well, to learn more about this situation, we turn to Calvin Cutler, who is the chief political reporter at WCAX-TV. Calvin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Calvin, you are one of the members of the press corps who usually attends these briefings in person. Most other reporters are on the phone. You were there on the dates that there was an infected person in the room. First of all, how is your health? Do you have any symptoms?
Thanks for asking, Bob. No, I do not have any symptoms. I'm in good health right now. I was contacted by the health department, but based on the information I gave them and where I sit within the room of the governor's press conference, they determined that I wasn't a close contact, so I'm in the clear.
So maybe you could describe that room for us a little bit. Sometimes we see the governor and Commissioner Levine up at a podium. Are you in seats, 20, 30 feet behind that?
Yeah, exactly. So the press conferences, they've been in the Pavilion Auditorium, which is in the basement of the Pavilion Building in Montpelier. Really not a lot of people from the public end up going there over the years. But so that's where they've been holding these press conferences. As you state, there's anywhere from 100 to maybe 150 seats all throughout the room. It's a big auditorium, so there's plenty of space to spread out. In the front few rows, there's all of the TV cameras that, of course, are broadcasting the governor's press conference live over the air. I sit about 25 feet away, I'd say, about halfway back in the auditorium from the governor and others at the podium. So certainly I'm able to keep my distance.
So we had the update on Governor Scott testing negative yesterday. We've just learned that Commissioner Levine also tested negative. What happens now? What's the CDC protocol for members of the administration who were in the room at the time?
Yeah, great question. So right now, the governor and Dr. Levine, Commissioner Pichek, Commissioner Sherling, and also Secretary Mike Smith, they're all still working remotely, adhering to CDC guidelines and, of course, which is, listening to their own guidance as well, all working from home. The governor, he's working from his office at the Pavilion Building, which evidently there's an apartment up there as well, which was news to me. So they're all they've all been tested. As you may have mentioned, Governor Scott last night, his first test, he tested negative, but that's just the first test. He's not out of the woods yet. So he's going to be tested again this coming Tuesday. So until then, he and everybody that was potentially exposed, they're just really erring on the side of caution and working remotely. But, it's worth mentioning, too, that, even though they are working remotely, the gears of government never stop turning, right? And so Dr. Levine tells me that, really they're not missing any beats when it comes to, orchestrating and putting together the state's COVID-19 response, because essentially they're already working remotely as is. They work from their offices, and normally there's just bare-bone staff. So for them, it's really not a big change.
Calvin, you mentioned that small apartment in the governor's pavilion office. I remember, I think it was 25 or 30 years ago when the pavilion and the governor's offices were renovated, that they decided to put a small apartment in there because previous to that, if a governor came from the southern part of the state during the legislative session, they would sometimes stay in the hotel across the street. So it was decided, well, we're not going to have a mansion in Vermont, but let's give the governor a small apartment when we make these renovations. the contact tracing that's going on, I'm trying to think of how many people were in the room Friday and Tuesday. Sounds like somewhere between 20 and 25 people. So with the contact tracing, do they have to go out and find all the people that the people in the room were in contact with over the weekend?
Yeah, they do. Again, not all of the people in the room. Like I said, you know, I sit near the back of the room, middle to the back of the room. So, you know, I was contacted, but they didn't really need to get any other contact information from me. But from people that may be sitting in the front row, or people, you know, on the governor's staff, or, you know, people at the podium, they definitely have to go back and retrace their steps and just do the contact tracing. So it's a really good example of just, you know, how the process works and really why it's so important too. To, you know, Dr. Levine even told me it's a great example of why Vermonters need to continue to keep their guard up, because, you know, these potential exposures, they can happen anywhere, anytime. You know, the governor has made a point in saying that, you know, they've really tried to make these press conferences a model of how to conduct, you know, these press conferences and have, you know, government transparency, you know, really be a model for the rest of the country. And the access, certainly, for the press has been unprecedented, you know, having these press conferences that go on for hours with a lot of great discussions. So, again, you know, everybody's just hoping for the best, but we're certainly, you know, following all of the guidance. And, yeah, certainly it'll be interesting to see sort of what happens on Tuesday.
And you mentioned state government has been operating remotely pretty much for the last 8 to 10 months, and the press briefings have been remote for some members of the administration. Now, there's a press briefing scheduled for tomorrow. Is this going ahead on schedule?
It is, yep. It is going ahead on schedule. Of course, you know, we're going to be talking about the next phase of the vaccine rollout. You know, people next week can apply if they're, you know, 75 and older. So a lot of critical information to get out. What I actually just learned moments ago before speaking with you is that the press conference will be entirely virtual tomorrow. So there will be nobody at the pavilion building, you know, getting in front of the podium. You know, the governor and, you know, Commissioner Levine and everybody will be remotely attending. So, you know, but for reporters and for, you know, the public, not a lot will change. You know, we'll still be able to call in and ask questions, and the press conference will still be carried live on WCAX and on Vermont Public Radio and others. So, yeah, again, it's just really, you know, dealing with the cards that were dealt, so to speak.
Calvin, I wonder if you know anything about the administration's plans for the budget speech next week. The governor was supposed to do a budget speech to the General Assembly at 1 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. He's getting tested for the second time on Tuesday. Do you know how all this is going to work out?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bob. And I think, you know, all of us, or everybody within state government, I think, is just taking it one step at a time. I mean, it all, of course, you know, depends on, you know, the news of how the governor's test goes. But also, there's also the, you know, there's another press briefing on Tuesday as well. So I'm not sure exactly how it's going to go down, but it'll be interesting to see.
Calvin Cutler is the chief political reporter for Channel 3, WCAX-TV, and has attended just about every gubernatorial press briefing that there's been in the last 10 months. Calvin, many thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Bob.